An emergency meeting has just been held in Perth to discuss the alarming spike in Aboriginal youth suicides in Western Australia. More than 100 people, including Indigenous leaders, Social Justice Commissioner Mick Gooda and Western Australian Mental Health Commissioner Eddie Bartnick, were in attendance. Beverly Port Lewis, a Noongar elder from the small regional town of Moorah in Western Australia, was at the meeting, and she shared her own personal story with The Wire's Lisa Burns.
Well, I've just come back from my little hometown of Moorah in the central wheat belt, because my young nephew was the first person who took his own life. So sadly, we had his funeral last Friday. Moorah is a very closely knitted community. It's basically a farming community, and it touches us all because you've got young men from the farming community that are taking their own lives as well. And we feel for these families of these people because we all grew up together in that little place. And the three or four people that have gone in this last 7 weeks or so have been all classmates, all in the same class, all at the same high school together. And it's just, I suppose, the big question is why? You know, none of us may not have an answer for it, but it's something that we all got to come together as a community and work and help each other. And this starts with local government as well.
There must be some pretty serious mental health issues for young people to be wanting to take their own lives.
Well, there has to be. And, you know, the drugs are the biggest problem, but it's across everybody's culture. Not just ours, it's a huge problem, I would imagine, throughout this country. How do we combat that is another question mark. But I think all the interagencies, whether they're government or non-government, we all have to be part of the solution to these problems. You know, we can't have government running around doing what they're supposed to do and then little groups doing what they want to do, because I don't think that's the way a community should operate. And we've just got to reach out to everybody. As a female elder from that town, my worry is, and my biggest concern, is our 30 and 40-year-olds, especially our men, you know, the young men, because they're crying out for leadership, and we need to be able to build up our 60-year-olds and stand with them, walk with them, and support them so they can take their place in the community and showing some leadership to the young ones, because there's no one that they can talk to, and it's totally different with us as women, because we can come together at a drop of a hat and support each other and put things into place, but it's a little bit more reserved, I suppose, if that's the right word to use, with our men folk.
And what happened at the meeting yesterday? How did that go?
I think it was one of the most powerful and reaching forums that I've ever been to. And it was a credit to Selena and Robert Eggington and their team for putting that workshop together. It was a crisis meeting and probably be one of more to come, I would imagine. But it was so moving, absolutely moving.
Have you seen or attended any meetings like this in the past?
No, not anything in depth like that. I've been on other committees when they talk about alcohol and drug issues, but that's just policy sort of stuff, you know. But nothing like that from an Aboriginal perspective, nothing in depth like that. And I think by people coming together yesterday, the number of people that were there, we were all affected by some members of our family, and I even lost my husband back in 97 because he took his own life as well. So this is something that's close to my heart. But, you know, he was an old man in his 60s. But it's worse when you've got these young people whose lives are just beginning, you know, and they want to end it.